Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 901 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Tell, this is blasphemy and I don't want to hear it again. I told you the Lions and the Texans are the same team. He sends us an article. The Lions and Texans are only teams in the NFL with no forced turnovers. And what do you? What did you put as your?
I've been telling you guys for years. They're the same teams.
They're not the same team.
Sure they are.
No, one wins AFC South titles. The other doesn't.
The other team has better teams in its division. And the core.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
No, there's no better team. Oh, really?
Yes.
Did any of those teams go to the AFC Championship game?
They went no, because they don't play in the AFC.
But well,
the
see, Packers. There
went,
you have it.
The Packers went to the NFC Championship game. Thank you. Thank you.
That's no. That doesn't matter.
What?
That doesn't matter.
They reached the
they're
same
not in the
spot.
AFC. That,
yeah, you're right. They're not, but they did reach the NFC title game.
Okay.
Well, you're closer than you might think, actually.
Just keep your blaspheming going and see how it works out for you. The Texans are the Lions.
They are.
Man, Matthew Stafford and Deshaun are getting compared.
That's. I don't think that's fair.
Gary Kubiak was Wayne Fonts.
Matthew Stafford has made.
He was.
Bill O'Brien.
Here.
Bill O'Brien.
Well, he
Wayne
might
Fonts.
Be Wayne Fonts too, but yeah, they're similar. Pass lines.
It's so tired of him saying this. We're the Steelers of the South.
Well, that's what
this has been established. I'm not going to listen to anything else. Song? Is there a song about us being the Detroit Lions?
Only
no,
because you haven't sung it yet.
No, I'll say that for when they start off 1-4.
Well, they're getting there. Do you think they're actually the Steelers of the South, or are you just saying that?
I don't actually believe it. Who brought that up? Was that you or John?
I think it was.
Or was it a caller?
I think it was me.
It was
yeah, it was probably
Del.
You selling that nonsense. Which one is it, Del?
Here goes the puppeteer.
Yeah. Which one is
Lance.
It?
Well, actually, I told him to sing.
We've lost Animal. We've lost Road Warrior Animal. We've lost Gale Sayers. We don't have
of
time.
The South, we are the Steelers of the South, but we are the Texans. Look at us go. Run the ball. First down. Run the ball. First down. Pass the ball. First down. Look at us win those division titles. Hang a banner, Steelers of the South. Houston Texans, Steelers of the South. First, that's a Texans. First down, bum, bum.
I gotta stop singing on this show.
You gotta put that with songs.
And I was
the
getting
South.
So mad
add that to the Songs of the South collection.
I was actually mad. I don't know why I got
above,
so.
Rain, hail below. Killing them hogs real nice and slow. I'm Brett Myers gonna throw that gas down around your knees, put you on your ass. Ah! Rebels, rebels, bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us. Rebels, rebels, keep everybody in
the Steelers of the South. We are the Steelers of the South, but we are the Texans. Look at us go.
At least there's different tempos and rhythms to them.
Well, yeah, you got an eclectic album, that's all.
I just get out of the way. That's all I do.
Just make sure it's a clean recording.
I started one and I said, no, I don't want to be in Songs of the South.
I don't want to be in Songs. It's funny because I was making up an Ole Miss song that they would make players sing. Sing the song. That's when Texas said they didn't want to do Eyes of Texas, which I don't even know. What happened before the game, if that was a whole thing or not. I don't know.
They disappeared. They still play it, but they're no longer forced to sing it. Like, the players had to sing it, kind of. I don't think they have to do it anymore.
Are you guys surprised how many players are... It's almost like the kneeling for the anthem is passé now. Because did you notice how many players stand?
Did you notice Bill O'Brien kneeled?
Yeah, I saw Bill O'Brien kneel, and a lot of the other players
Who cares?
Are now standing because it's like, kneeling's passe. Just like when LeBron said, I'm not wearing a name, I'm not wearing a phrase or slogan on my jersey. And so Anthony Davis is like, me either. And then Harden goes, yeah, me either. Like some of the star players decided that was not the thing to do. So it was almost like the cool kid said, this doesn't represent, you know, we don't want somebody else picking slogans for us, so we're not going to wear it.
It was such the thing just 2 months ago. It was so in vogue. And then look how to our society. Just 2 months later, it ain't that big. It ain't that cool anymore.
I don't know if it's that. I think they don't like to be told. They don't want to be part of what's considered an in vogue movement. I think that's kind of part of it. You don't want to be what's considered a bandwagon a movement. Yeah, trend. Yeah, trend.
Yeah, I mean.
Because some people do jump on.
True.
I do think they jump on it as a trend to gain some clout or whatever.
All right, let's get Reggie wants to get in here and he wants to talk about his Rockets. What do you say, Reggie? Reggie, we can't understand you.
Hey guys, how you doing?
That's better.
Hey guys, Lance, you hadn't learned your lesson yet. Remember back in the day when you referenced black eyes in sports and a guy called you a racist?
Yeah.
Talking about you, and I had to clarify, you said black eyes because you and Jim Rome got in the same situation because he said the same thing.
He thought I said black guys. Clarified. Yeah, he thought I said black guys instead of black eyes. Black eyes for sport or something like that. Yeah, God, that was a while back.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Well, I told John yesterday I was one of you guys' first callers, so that's what that's all about.
Oh, mm-hmm. Welcome back, man.
Yeah, I have a proposal for a trade now. It's with the Sacramento Kings and the Rockets. Would you guys trade off Russell and Eric Gordon for Harrison Barnes and Buddy Hill? And my reason for saying that is because either him or Melvin Bagley, because he's not happy in Sacramento, which will give you the youth that you need and then free up a lot of space for the salary cap that those massive contracts Eric Gordon and Russell Westbrook have.
I'm pretty sure Gordon has a no-trade clause.
Lance, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I asked the guys yesterday, what would be the difference between Deshaun if he had Andy Reid as his head coach or one of the Cliff out in Arizona opposed to Bill O'Brien? And if Bill O'Brien was on either of those teams, how would they look? And once again, I'm glad to be back on the show with you guys, and have a good day.
I don't know that it would look any different with Cliff, to be honest with you. I still think he needs to have DeAndre Hopkins, so you got to let me know if he's got DeAndre Hopkins. I do think it would look better with Andy Reid. I think we're talking about a guy who has been – you got to remember now, Andy Reid had a good run, a long run with – Donovan McNabb, they got to a Super Bowl. You know, what about the comparison instead of a comparison to Matt Stafford, which I think is very disrespectful, what about Donovan McNabb? What if Deshaun Watson became Donovan McNabb? I mean, he got to a Super Bowl. He got to NFC Championship games. He came up short, but he also outplayed the expectations in Philadelphia because everyone hated him when he was drafted because he wasn't Ricky Williams. What if Deshaun Watson, John, became Donovan McNabb? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
I think that's a more fair comparison than that. He's already won division. When does Matt Stafford win a division?
No, never.
In his whole career.
And he hadn't won a playoff game. So Deshaun's already done that.
Matt Stafford thing to me doesn't make sense. But what about Donovan McNabb? McNabb was a winner under Andy Reid.
It's not
Reid.
Fair to Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb made a Super Bowl.
Well, I know, but he also had a longer career. Like, Deshaun is only in year four.
Yeah.
But would you take that, a Super Bowl trip that ends in a loss and maybe a couple of NFC championship games? Because Andy Reid was considered the guy who couldn't get over the hump.
That's
what he is considered in Philly.
Right. That's the guy that... Right.
I would take Deshaun as... But I have higher hopes than Deshaun as... I thought he was a good quarterback. I thought Donovan McNabb was a good quarterback.
He was a really good quarterback.
But my expectations are Deshaun, it should be... better
than
Donovan McNabb.
Right now, after these first two games, I'll take Donovan McNabb. But again, let's let this Don McNabb's not a bad.
But Andy Reid is a. Andy Reid had. Had
he also did had a good Andy job. Reid, by the way,
he did a good job with McNabb. He did a good job with Alex Smith, helping to resurrect his career.
Yeah,
and he put him in position to do what he does best, which are the checkdowns and game manager. Then he went to Pat Mahomes, and you know he's
by the way, yeah
the I talent's mean, there, but Andy also is impactful in picking talent too. By the way,
couldn't get over the hump. He got to the Super Bowl. He won playoff games. He beat teams that were better.
He lost to the Bucks in the playoff game, and you remember that? It's a low scoring game. He lost to Tampa Bay when they went and played John Gruden in the Super Bowl.
Didn't he also win the 4th and 20 whatever game
against the Packers?
I was watching a game with Alonzo at Pennison's. That was a big, like, you know, you move on to the next as a scout, you move on to the next set of games, there's a big bonus check for you. At 4th and 27 or whatever it was, like, holy crap.
So he also
who caught the ball, do you remember who made the catch?
Was it
Freddie Mitchell,
UCLA? So he asked about Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon does not have a no-trade clause. Eric Gordon just couldn't be traded he couldn't be traded right now because he had just signed an extension. He couldn't be dealt for 6 months, but he can be traded after that.
And as far as the numbers work, they do not work. There's too much money going to Sacramento and not enough money coming to Houston for the Westbrook-Gordon trade to work.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money going one spot, and you got... You mentioned Bagley and Heald. Those guys don't have big deals. Harrison Barnes does, but is not, you'd have to include another Kings player. And why would the Kings do that at this point? At that point, not a trade that can work.
Well, unless they want to add another player, but they're not getting rid of Fox or
Are they adding four players for old Westbrook and old?
Would
Gordon?
I do that trade? Yes.
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 Obviously.
How about if Russell Westbrook ends up in Siberia, Sacramento?
Well, the Knicks aren't much better. And that's a
so James
no, but
has,
at least they're in New York.
So James doesn't
this
have
is Sacramento.
James doesn't have a no trade clause.
I don't know that, but looking at Eric Gordon's deal, oh my God, his new deal will lock him up through the 23-24 season and brings his total value of his next 5 years to nearly $90 million.
Good. So no one else can steal him now from us. Good.
He's locked in.
He's locked in.
He's your guy.
Yeah. Ha 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 ha. Rest of the league. Wow. Suck it.
Wow.
Eric Gordon's ours forever.
Yikes.
Until Daryl can find a trade partner.
$90 million over 5 years.
Once Daryl can find somebody who wants an expiring contract, then he's not ours anymore.
Goodness gracious. Eric Gordon. 913 ESPN 97.5.
What are you goodness graciousing about?
I'm goodness gracious about that.
He had a couple of good games.
Wow, that's a good idea. Give Eric Gordon $90 million over five.
Well, I can't speak to that. I can speak to good ideas being getting a $7,000 discount for your rebate, rather, for your GMC Sierra 1500 SLT Texas Edition with premium package. I can speak to that. I can speak to you getting a Yukon from GMC. Listen, go to the website, lancezcars.com, and you can check out their entire inventory. You can see everything they have in stock. You can see the specials and some of the programs that they have available to you right now. There's 165 vehicles. There was 149 the other day, so they continue to get new vehicles in. They're bumping it up and up after the pandemic. The numbers were way down. It's coming back up. They have this is the most I've seen in quite a while, 165 vehicles. So if you're looking for a car, just keep in mind that they really, really want your pre-owned vehicle as well, and they are going to pay you top dollars for your pre-owned. You flip that, you turn it into a good down payment on your vehicle, you lower your rates that much further, and you take advantage of dealer incentives and that are available to you across the board with a lot of the different vehicles. But right now, $7,000 rebate on the 2020 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT Texas Edition with the premium package. GMC, we are professional grade. Go to LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We got another victim. Texas State basketball coach Danny Caspar. Well, victim not so much. As well, he's a victim of racism. Well, he's more of a perpetrator, isn't he? I guess. Apparently, he told the players, if y'all say the N-word, that means I can say it.
Okay.
All right. So, I guess, I don't even know if he said the N-word or said N-word. I don't know which one.
Well, that's not enough to get...
Well...
Dude, he must have said it.
But he what also... Del, can I say this or not?
You're asking Del.
What do you want to say?
Well, one that were running suicides. Remember what he said?
I would say you can't say it. You
can't say that.
No.
Del, can I say this or not?
Yeah, it was... Yeah. Well, no? it's actually not. I probably shouldn't say it. Anyway, so he actually made... Well, he made chicken references. He made chicken references to him. So when they were running suicide...
Oh.
Oh, I think you can say it. You can say it. It's a quote.
Yeah.
That's not, you're not being racist.
It's up to you, John.
Yeah, well.
I'll say it if you don't want to. I don't think that's racist. This is what he's saying that's going to get him in trouble.
Yeah.
I thought I've read this before. Did somebody else say that?
I've never heard this before. I've never heard that before. No. Yeah, you know, you've heard other stuff, but I never heard that one. I've never even heard that one before.
So... Some people have claimed in the past that I've heard that phrase before.
I've never heard that before.
Rocky. Okay, so Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Where you're going, staying low, you're chasing a chicken.
Right.
That's what he said. Chase that chicken.
Right.
People said, excuse me?
Is that in reference to?
Well, I don't know, but I know how it was taken, clearly.
Yeah.
It was taken as a derogatory racial comment. It was obviously... What it was taken as.
Remember when I said before about stormtroopers?
Oh,
and
my
we got
God.
A call?
Del, how about this? This is like 1998 on the show, 99. John makes a comment about, it's a Star Wars comment about stormtroopers. This guy, he called Dickie Rosenfeld, who was Jewish, who was the boss of the whole radio station, and... left this long message and then talked to Dickie about how insensitive John was to the Jewish people about saying stormtroopers on there, which I guess was the Nazi, there was Nazi stormtroopers, I guess.
I didn't know that.
You clearly weren't. And he just, and Dickie was like, what did you say, partner, about, you said something about Jewish people? John's like, what? You said something about stormtroopers. And John's like, yeah, from Star Wars. Oh, partner, this guy said you were making fun of Jewish people, blah, 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 blah. And like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah. So, then I was like, whatever.
We got in trouble one time from a lady.
Because surprisingly, I almost, said something wrong, though.
That's surprising.
The Italian American Society had to send a letter to John.
Why? Because of Dagos and Wops?
Yeah.
Didn't you rip up the letter on the air?
Yes, he tore up the letter on the air.
I was embarrassed for Italians. We got sued.
We got sued by a lady out in the spring because we said that we were making fun of her Filipino heritage. We didn't even know she was Filipino. It was about her. She was doing something, or the family was. Yeah, she was suing the school district because their team didn't make the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we were making fun of her. We were making fun of that. And
I'll
they said,
sue you and I'll sue everybody.
Yeah, I did. That's right. I did Saul Rosenberg because Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
I'll sue you in my glasses.
I'll sue everybody. And
no. It wasn't me. It was Sean Pendergast. He called in as our. He was supposedly the dad.
Yeah, that's right.
And he goes, and I've got my number one foam finger because I'm the number one fan of the team. And he's doing a Saul Rosenberg. And she sued us because. We were doing a Filipino accent, making fun of her race.
Which was real.
You're the racist son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's exactly what we were accused of. It was an actual lawsuit. Mark Berman was asking us about it. Like, he did a radio, he did a piece on Channel 26 about us getting sued. About, the, like, what?
It was ridiculous.
David Barron wrote something in the Houston Chronicle about, or somebody did about us getting sued. It was dropped. The whole radio station, like, we've gotten the high ups, I can't remember who owned the station at that time. Was it CBS Radio? Or whoever it was, They wanted to hear. They had to go pull down the audio,
and it was
to listen. They're like, and the lawyer heard. He goes, "No, this." Like the Dickie was all upset. Everyone's like, "You're getting sued. You're, watch what you say." And then their lawyers are like, "It's their. This is not. This is not.
I'll sue you. It was Sean Pendergast's fault.
Yeah,
jerk.
Somebody sued Sean Pendergast, not us.
Not us.
I'd sue him now. Him and Seth. Yes. Sue him.
Sue them both.
I heard him making references to.
Speaking of which,
other ethnicities.
Speaking of which,
doing foam finger jokes.
Morning show violence on morning show violence.
Yeah.
Sean Salisbury tweets out Gale Sayers. Oh, he was before Barry Sanders. What did I say right away? Sean just taking my bit, okay? I'm the one that said it first. Gale Sayers was Barry Sanders before Barry Sanders.
Do you think he had a spy listening?
Could have.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. You don't know.
You're right.
He's listening to it during his breaks.
I have no idea. You know
what I say?
As this thing started with the Texas State coach, Danny Casper.
Oh, yeah.
He also said during a team drill, if a brown man with a turban and an alleged to have said, if a brown man with a turban and an AK-47 walked in, I bet y'all would run as fast as you could. Yeah. That's alleged. I don't know if that's the case or not, but that's what's being alleged.
Who was it? One of his former point guards.
Yeah.
Said. Yeah.
He said he had to transfer to get away from this guy.
Yeah. And he went in and he resigned. So he must have been in
some hot water.
Some hot water. Yeah. I just a pic of Danny Caspar. He totally says the N-word at home. Has for years.
Who tweeted that?
Art.
He just looked at him and said, yeah, he says it. I wouldn't say he just definitely says it, but if you told me he did, I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Going off a picture. But that picture doesn't immediately say, oh, that guy says things.
You
like
don't,
this.
Yeah. That, just because I'm a picture, Art. You can't say he uses the N-word at home. Come on,
apparently,
Art.
Yeah. Maybe he just says it at basketball practice, Art. You don't know if he says it at home.
Yeah, he doesn't say it at home.
That's a sanctuary.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, you're just dumb. You're too dumb to coach.
Texas State was having a pretty good weekend, Jake.
Yeah.
They won a game.
Yep.
They beat ULM and like, this.
And then this.
Oh, great.
You're too dumb to coach, though, now.
Yeah, he also threatened to deport a European player and said he would get with the help of Donald Trump, he'd get that done if the kids kept messing up. I was like, well, okay. I was like, okay.
Now that's kind of funny.
Not for the kid.
You know,
he might actually have believed it.
You know what? And stop screwing up.
Well, we don't. Well, I
guess.
Get
you deported. That's kind of funny.
No.
There's nothing racist about that.
It's just aggressive.
So?
You mess up in a drill, you get deported.
Really? Ever seen a Rutgers coach throw basketballs at his kids?
Yeah, I'm not saying that was.
That's more aggressive.
Sure, but at least you get to stay in the country.
Yeah, but you could tell a kid, I'm going to deport you. I'm calling Trump. Get you deported.
Like he has a hotline to Trump. I'm just going to get the president on the phone and get you. Because that's how it works.
Yep. Anyway, see you, Danny Caspar. That's the last we'll hear from Danny Caspar.
I haven't been talking because Dustin sent a GQ article with Mad Max where he talks about his Twitter account. And Max isn't saying that he doesn't. Max is acting like Vernon Maxwell is acting like that's his Twitter account. He's saying it. He said he took 2 days to craft this tweet. I'm not sure why I'm getting so much heat from OKC fans. I think it's a great city. They have a great Walmart, and the VHS selection of Blockbuster always has a nice selection. People in Utah would die to have those things. Hashtag be grateful. So Max is saying it's him.
Yeah.
So Max is not saying it's not him. Now, he does have a 14-year-old son, but that's too much. A 14-year-old wouldn't know hit people with VHS
Maybe Max
slander.
Is, you don't know.
Maybe he is. Maybe it's. I want it to really be Max.
Yeah.
I want it to really be Max.
It could be. It could well be. 7378037769 ESPN 97.5. Why don't you talk about your Boomer Naturals?
Boomer Naturals, it's been great. It's been fantastic to have the Boomer Naturals because the Nano Silver technology, I've been going out more, doing some different things, going to restaurants, but I'm always very careful. It's a big deal to wear a mask, and I was glad to speak for Boomer Naturals and glad that I finally got one. But I do want to let you know, you can go to CVS and pick up your Boomer Naturals, or you can order online at BoomerNaturals.com and use the promo SportsMap, and you're going to get 20% off. One of the reasons why these are so popular is they're highly protective with that nano silver technology. It helps to block the droplets and the particles from getting to the nose. We know that it's spread by aerosol. We know that's a big issue, but they do come in sizes for adults, teens, and even children. So you can get your entire family fitted, and now is the time to do that. Get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com. Get the comfortable mask that's not only comfortable, but extremely effective, and get it for your entire family. BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMap for a 20% discount.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So this is totally a punk song. It sounds punk. It's punk tempo. It's got all the earmarkings of a punk song. I don't feel like the album is, but this one definitely.
So who sent that about? Chasing that chicken.
Yeah. So that would be Deacon. He sent it. He is black, and he says chasing chicken isn't bad, but young kids may not know the reference. Chasing chicken is a euphemism among some for hustling, getting your paper, being in your bag, etc. He says it's been around. I know I've heard it before. But he said for young kids, they're going to hear it and think something else.
The thing about it, for those of you just joining us, Danny Caspar, the Texas State basketball coach, he told the players, if you can say the N-word, I can say the N-word. He told them to go chase that chicken when they're running suicides. But he did say, listen, I'm not racist. I had kids over for Thanksgiving, okay? My wife made desserts for the players. Not racist. So, of course, he did quit.
He did?
Yeah, he resigned. It was probably a forced resignation, but he resigned.
I don't feel like that one's enough for him to quit. Unless he's dropping the N-word.
We've seen coaches before say, hey, stop saying the N-word. And when they use the N-word, and
if you can say it, why shouldn't I be able to say it?
Why shouldn't I say it? Right.
I mean, it's not probably the smartest thing to say. I don't think.
And if Chase That Chicken doesn't have that kind of. I've never heard the expression before in my life. It doesn't sound good because it does sound like you're making a chicken reference with an African American player. But if Chase That Chicken has another connotation, then, and he didn't know it or whatever, I mean,
I don't know.
It seems rather petty to be fired over.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, if he said chase that chicken, like you said, it has a reference. I mean, I don't know. Coaches are just dummies. Not all of them, but some of them are just not that bright.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this, we can talk about how the world has changed.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. I don't think, we'll see what you guys think about this. This is just real talk here. The idea, because David Chang had this and Ugly Delicious, and David got very preachy, very preachy. Fried chicken, right? It's a buzzword. You can't say fried chicken. I'm sorry, what? I love fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. I love fried chicken.
I really don't know.
It's one of my favorite meals. On death row, I might have fried chicken.
Other than my grandpa Zierlein, who was a farmer who had
Popeyes
chicken
too,
all
Del.
The time. Yeah. But basic, he ate hamburgers every day. He didn't like fried chicken. That's the only person I know in history that does. Now, there are people who avoid it because it's highly saturated fat and all that stuff. I don't have a lot, but when I have it, I love it. It is a little strange that it's been, because it was used with racist connotations decades and decades ago, that there's still that there's still, like, it hits that way for people even this far out. I've seen it used in movies, and it's like Mississippi Burning thing. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't a Mississippi Burning. But it's weird that that food has a particular connotation, because chicken, chase that chicken, is, that's clearly what the connotation is, the fried chicken thing, mm-hmm. right? But fried chicken is something that is experienced in all cultures. Like, all cultures have, well, I shouldn't say all cultures, but all American cultures, fried chicken is a pretty, it's a pretty common food, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that it still hits like that. David Chang was going to, he's like, I feel like the, you know, he went through the history of it, and there is a history of, you know, people using that with racist connotations. Watermelon, which I also love, with racist connotations.
I don't like it that much.
You don't like it?
You don't?
No. Now, my wife gets seedless watermelons, or if she gets seeds, she cuts out all the seeds, which, as long as I'm having it without seeds, great. As long as somebody else is doing that work.
Do you think
I like it with salt.
Yeah. I used to have it with salt when I was young. People, I guess maybe my parents or whoever, but I never do that now, though.
When was the last time you had watermelon?
This week.
Oh, we really? Have it every we have week it all the
in
time.
My refrigerator. Really?
Yeah, we have it all the time.
My wife
ate so much one day she got sick.
You get sick off watermelon?
Yeah, you can't eat. You can't, like, she was like, she just, I think it's really refreshing, but yeah, you can't.
Oh, it's a water-based. It's great for diets, but my wife's gotten really good at picking out good watermelon, too.
Hmm.
But she cuts it all up, and then puts it in a giant Tupperware, and that's all my kids will eat that nonstop.
Man, probably haven't had it in at least five years. Can't remember last time I had it, actually.
Why I chased that chicken.
Isn't it pretty simple? If you just talk about fried chicken as it is, as just a food, you're okay. If you start asserting things about people because of fried chicken or because of them, then it's a problem. Why can't we just have a conversation about fried chicken and not be a problem?
What's
so hard about that?
Well, I don't know, because he made a reference to chicken, and it was immediately put. We should be able to.
No.
It's pretty simple. Talk about the food as is.
You don't own the food. I don't own the food. No. Fried chicken is fried chicken. David Chang's like, I don't know if anyone should eat fried chicken unless they've taken a course and seen the horrors. And the, like, shut up, David Chang. He was trying to say, do you ever feel bad about, like, serving white people fried chicken? He asked an all black, like, do you think people don't understand the meaning of what is behind this for you? And she said, no, we want everyone to come in and experience our food. It's our business.
It's a restaurant. Like, we're trying to sell food.
Yeah, I like to sell it. To come in.
White people eat fried chicken too. That's what Michael Jordan said.
He never said that. At least I don't know.
Republicans buy shoes too.
It's fine. We can all talk about chicken and eat it and
you
serve
know what
it to
I
people.
Love
too? It's fine.
That I didn't eat growing up, collard greens. Love, and I've learned to make them. Love greens.
I don't know.
Sorry,
I don't really count spinach in that as much.
Sorry, that's, you cross the line. You're not allowed to.
I made it with a ham. I actually used a ham hock and cooked it down,
mm-hmm.
and then added my greens, and then a little. What all did I add? A little vinegar, some brown sugar. It's fine.
No, not vinegar.
Can't remember what I added.
That's fine, but as long
chicken stock.
But when you're in your next meeting with one of your analysts,
don't say that.
As long as there's a NFL.com meeting, whatever you guys do, and there's a black guy there, don't mention. Hey guys,
I'm not allowed to talk about the food.
You're allowed to talk about it, but you can't say, hey, what's for lunch? And then you look at him and go, collard greens.
Okay.
You can't pull a Fuzzy Zeller.
I take it back. Fuzzy was off the charts, in your face racist.
Well, yeah.
Like, that was shocking. That was 97 when he did that.
Whatever those 98. People eat.
Eight. Yeah. I'm like, what? Fuzzy,
I'd never heard of those people before, and you can't say those people.
Fuzzy hit you with those people first?
Those people.
That's the first time you heard
that? That's the first time I heard that. And collard greens and fried
chicken. Get yourself fried chicken, collard greens, whatever they eat. Whatever those people eat. Okay. And then he did these snaps.
Yeah, okay.
Don't play that. It's still somewhere where he does snaps.
He said, no, I think he said, tell that boy.
No way he didn't.
I think he did.
He said, I'm sure he, what do you think, Fuzzy? Fuzzy, what do you think he's going to serve up for the Masters dinner? It was something so, like, you couldn't believe it.
I mean, we were on the air then, and it was, Fuzzy lost his, he was the spokesman for Target?
Yeah.
Or Walmart, or one of them.
That was even like Fuzzy kind of got canceled.
Fuzzy was canceled.
That's how blatant it was.
It was 98.
That's not even PC. That's like, would you, what? What did Fuzzy? That wasn't overly PC. That was Fuzzy saying something for real racist out loud.
Yeah. He did it on CNN
as he was walking off the course.
It was a lot of guys, a lot of people. But here's the audio.
Yeah, let's hear it.
He's doing quite well. Pretty impressive. Little boy's driving it well. Okay, putting well.
Pause. He's talking about Tiger Woods, who is like 27 at the time.
That little boy's driving
like
well.
He's 21.
Putting well.
97.
Yeah.
It was like 21.
Well, is that the one though? Because okay, keep going.
Oh, he's putting well. He's doing everything it takes to win. So you know what you guys do when he gets in here? Pat him on the back, say congratulations, enjoy it, and tell him not to serve fried chicken next year. Got it. Or collard greens or whatever the hell
he or collard
not
greens.
Not to serve fried, tell that boy not to, if he wins.
Well, he said boy previous. He didn't say it in that part of it. But he walked away after saying fried chicken.
Did you hear the snap?
Yes,
I saw collard greens or whatever.
He walked away after saying fried chicken. And then, wait a minute, I got more. I got more for you. And listen to it.
Just in case you weren't sure, I'm like, well, you know, maybe you give Fuzzy internally. You're thinking maybe you give Fuzzy the doubt on the fried chicken or collard greens
or whatever
it is they serve. Like,
so you know what you guys do when he gets in here? Pat him on the back, say congratulations, enjoy it, and tell him not to serve fried chicken next year. Got it.
He walks away, snaps.
Or collard greens or whatever the hell they serve.
Or collard greens or whatever the hell they serve. I thought he said those people because he hit boy.
Yeah, did a little snap.
Collard greens.
What he said they?
I know, but I wish those it was people those is, people.
What they?
John was looking for the.
I'm looking for the
hammer.
Hold on, maybe.
The grand slam.
Yeah,
he did. He hit
a 3-run shot.
He almost had the cycle.
He almost
boy,
hit the cycle.
Collard greens. Fried chicken, collard greens. He got both of them in.
He just didn't say those people.
And they.
Whatever the hell
unless
they say.
He was going they, them, and he was being gender neutral.
No, there was no such thing.
Maybe he was being.
'97. And you think Fuzzy would have been the guy pushing that?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he was, and we didn't know it.
Let's get Michael in here. What white people can't say. What do you say, Michael?
Hey, guys, I love the conversation. So my sister-in-law is black, and our family's white, and so you know, you don't have to take everything in a racist connotation. She told us that she didn't think white people could cook until she came into our family. And she's like, I was wrong. And yeah, black people make soul food, man, and it's delicious. Let's not try to, you know, take it away from anyone who wants to go try amazing food. You got places like Turkey Leg Hut. You got places like Bilal and Agnes, like, you know, collard greens, red beans and rice, fried chicken, like, that is soul food, man. It makes you happy. Like, let's not take it away from anyone who wants to go experience that. It's black people who originated it, but who cares?
Yeah. It's mine now, Dale.
Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? Well, I don't want anybody eating any spaghetti and meatballs.
I can't remember on David Chang, did black people originate? I don't know if they originated it. I know the Zerlines were doing it for years and years and years, but they were chicken farmers, too.
They were.
Well, Grandma Zerline had
the Zerlines chicken. Were in the soul food?
Man.
My grandma made soul food. Well, she made cinnamon rolls. Is that considered soul food?
My Aunt Sophie made the best fried chicken in the world.
Grandmother's
she
all
died
over the
too
world.
Soon, and she didn't give anybody the recipe.
My mom made this. Do you think this sounds white, Dell? My mom would make toast with tuna fish on it and a slice of tomato.
Then
mayonnaise, mustard whipped together and then put over the top.
Is there any seasoning in that?
Yeah, there's salt.
Ugh.
See, white people really get hammered for not having enough seasoning in the food. Oh, did you know that's
not
a thing?
Not this white guy.
The biggest issue I have.
I season my food.
The biggest issue. Well, there's seasoning and there's seasoning.
The wet dog thing
is
accurate.
No, you don't know about seasoning. I'm married to Cajun, bro.
Wet dog thing is accurate.
I don't know about seasoning.
Stop it.
You don't know nothing about it.
I got aunts in the South. I know about seasoning. Stop it.
Quit trying to claim the South. You're a West Coast guy.
I said I got aunts.
You're a West Coast guy.
Aunts in the South. Aunties in the South. I know about seasoning. I didn't say I do it, but you know
Fresh
what?
Mex
the
has biggest, no flavor.
The big what? I'm not eating Fresh Mex. Whatever the hell you just
That's
said.
That's California Mexican food. Fresh Mex.
I don't eat Fresh Mex.
Where's the peppers?
Wow. What? The point
Serrano.
Is,
you I was You're from California.
I was going to get to this before you clowns interrupted me. The point is, the biggest issue I have with seasoning when it comes to white people chicken. You go a little, not every white person, but from my experience, you go a little light on the seasoning when it comes to chicken.
Mm-hmm. When have you ever had fried chicken from white people?
I didn't say fried chicken. I said chicken. There are multiple ways to make chicken.
Oh,
man, you got to have grilled? Mine. I grill mine. It's awesome.
Why don't you invite all of us over and we can do it? Yeah. Okay, Dell, you coming?
No.
John's making chicken for us at his house.
I'm not coming.
Are you coming over?
No.
See? Hey,
oh, my God.
You're afraid to have white people
wings,
chicken.
My chicken. What?
You're afraid to have white people chicken.
And I don't know John's cooking, but I will go and say, he didn't put enough seasoning on it.
943 ESPN 97.5. How about the MMA law firm? They're doing enough. What they're doing is they're making sure that you get whatever it is that you got coming to you from that insurance company. Because insurance companies, their job is to jack you around. That is their job. Okay? The claims guy. No, that's not true. Wait a minute, but yes, it is. I've got insurance for that. It broke. It was ruined. It was whatever. And you ain't paying? What? That's right. And you ain't going to, and we ain't going to pay you. Well, wait a minute. Let me call the MMA law firm. Well, just go to the website, largelossattorneys.com. If you're having issues with an insurance company, these guys are here for you. This is what they are experts at, getting that claim from that insurance company that's a big bully. It ain't happening anyway, so you might as well call them. So here's the deal. If they don't get paid, nothing for consultation. And they don't get paid until you win your claim. And you're liable to get three times if the insurance company is acting in bad faith. So if you've got an issue with an insurance company, largelossattorneys.com, largelossattorneys.com.
With the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
I got to read this. I think this is important real quick. The same guy that was talking about chasing the chicken, being a euphemism for hustling, things like that, he said, I would never, capitals, never eat fried chicken or watermelon in front of white people, ever.
I don't do that either, do you, Joe?
I would eat collard greens, cornbread, whatever, but not fried in-bone chicken ever. And that was actually in Ugly Delicious, too, because it's the thought of being minimized, the years of racism surrounding that commentary that Fuzzy Zeller was using in the late 90s. It was... just the connotation. There are people who want to avoid that.
I don't really think
that's crazy
about
to
it.
Me, but I get it.
When I was a kid, I probably wouldn't have done it because the jokes that would come. Oh, because just as a high school kid, kids are just going to make jokes. Now, probably wouldn't even cross my mind this white person's going to think, of course, he's eating fried chicken because there's a Chappelle show. I don't know if it's a bit or one of his stand ups where he's talking about he doesn't even like going to the grocery store because white people are always looking in his carts. He's got the chicken. he said there's one part where he's talking about ordering at a restaurant, and before he could even get out the words out, the waiter goes, "You want the chicken, don't you?" He's like, and he goes, "You know what? I wasn't even mad because it was racist." I was like, "How did he know?
Let's get John in here. Let's talk about Fuzzy. What do you say, John?
Yeah. Was when he said they serve, he wasn't talking about black people. He was talking about the staff. Because if you didn't pick a meal, they served fried chicken and collard greens. That was a standard meal if the previous winner didn't choose. So I don't mean to ruin your bit, but that's the truth.
He said, tell him not to serve fried chicken. He specifically told Tiger Woods not to... To pick fried chicken
or whatever the hell they serve.
How do you know that, John?
Staff is.
John, how do you know that?
Out later, because that's what it came out as. How do you know what he was talking about?
Tell him not to serve because that boy was putting nice, and then what? And boy was that standard
Oh, come on, man.
I'm asking. Come on, John.
Back then, every young player was a boy. That boy is doing good. And it wasn't just about white.
What?
Boys, it was
John,
white boys
you're
too.
Way over the top on this one. He said, tell him not to serve fried chicken or collard greens or whatever.
No, you're way over the top just trying to make a bit. I mean, it
trying to make a bit, John. This is 20.
Look it up.
It's 23 years old, John.
Look up what they serve. Look up what they serve if they don't pick a meal.
Okay.
Look up what they serve. It's fried chicken and collard greens. That's why he said, tell them to not serve fried chicken and collard greens because or whatever.
So there's no chance. There's no chance there was an ulterior comment there. Wait, with the tone, I'm asking you seriously. With the tone of what he was saying and how pissy he was being about Tiger Woods being that young player on the. There was no tone there.
Okay, if it was Bryson Schumacher, I mean, would he be pissy because that guy was winning too and he was young?
No, name another example. Name another example then of the tone that he used.
What other situation was there? Tiger was happening. Matter of fact, speaking of black, Tiger Woods is less black than I am Indian. He's a quarter black. So did that offend him?
What
is that? What offended?
I'm trying to get what you're so upset about. Were you friends with Fuzzy?
You got to rail on Fuzzy Zeller and make up stuff just to make her have a bitch.
Make up that, stuff?
Who cares about Fuzzy
up?
Zeller?
This is a well-known documented thing.
Did he call into the Finn Fuzzy Zeller of all people?
What's
his personal relationship with Fuzzy Zeller? We talk about people all the time on this show. Why would Fuzzy Zeller be the one that he had to come in to defend?
That's not the cape.
Why are you caping? Let's just say we're completely wrong and what he's saying is right. Of all the people we take shots at on here in a joking fashion, Fuzzy Zeller's the guy he decided he needs to come in to defend? For what reason? Why did that hit home? Well, I kind of know why.
Boy's putting nice and he's driving nice. So you know what you do? You tell him not to serve fried chicken or to serve fried chicken, right? Or collard greens or whatever it is the hell they serve. I don't know what he said, but
if that is the go-to dinner, if you don't pick a dinner, but everybody picks the dinner.
Tell him not to. I'm not going to continue to argue you something that happened in 97.
Yeah.
Fuzzy Zeller said, tell him not to pick fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying.
If that's his reference, that whole reference is probably not a smart reference. He called him boy. I've heard kid reference. A kid's playing nice. No, I wouldn't thought one single thing about calling him kid. Yeah, kid's playing nice.
I mean, I don't know about. I've heard the term boy in reference to actual boys, like teenage.
But he was a grown man.
I don't know.
He wasn't really a grown man. He was.
How old was he?
No, but he's 21. Yeah. They're playing on the same tour, though.
Well, that was his first year. He was a year in.
You don't call him a boy.
No, you don't call him a boy. You don't call him a boy. And especially.
And he was so dismissive. The whole thing is dismissive.
I'm trying to find out. I can't find anywhere that says that is the. If you don't order a dinner, you
got banned from the station.
He's banned from the station, though.
Yeah.
Okay. OU Mike?
He called me an N-word lover. He called you that. The N-word on the text line. Oh, yeah.
On the text line?
Yeah, Joel showed it to me. Huh, yeah. No. He went off on the text line on Joel, on me.
What was he so upset about?
On you. I have no idea. I don't even know. But yeah, no. We already know whatever you say is going to be racist. I don't care. It's not funny. Whatever. So you get. I mean, stay on hold. Stay on hold for a while. And you can listen to the show. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem. Spencer wants to talk about the Texans. Let's get Texans in here. What's up, Spencer? PD wants to talk racial mistakes. I do want to get to that at some point. What's going on, Spencer? Hey, How you doing?
What did y'all do with Dom Capers? I don't understand it. It's nothing but anti-Dom Capers nonstop. I just don't understand where this is coming from.
I don't know. We're trying to change. Like we're altering years. History. The Dom Capers history.
I mean, it's been like 20 years since he was the coach. I don't know why y'all keep harping on this. Mm-hmm. I mean, just for like a bit? I don't understand it. We have a guy now who's the most powerful person in football other than Bill Belichick. We should just focus on that and the beauty that he is. And that's just all we need to talk about.
Thank you.
Was Dom Capers the defensive coordinator for that 4th and 26? Who was the defensive coordinator for that Packers team against the Eagles?
Ooh.
No, Capers was more recent, right?
Well, Capers was here in 2002.
When was that game? Was it that? So he was here, right?
He was here already.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Or maybe he was gone already.
I'm trying to figure out, was just to tie it in, was he the DC for that, or was it somebody
else? For which one?
The 4th and 26 with the Eagles.
No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think he's still with the Texans. He didn't get fired until... He didn't get fired until 2006.
That was 2004. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That was 2004?
The game was 2004. Yeah, he was still here. John is the guy who just called in was before this guy. Spencer has been a guy who has chimed in on particular issues involving race before, but I didn't know Fuzzy Zeller was the guy that would get
that
him
one surprises
fired
me.
Up, of all things.
If that was used as an excuse or if that's even accurate...
You can't find it, right? I cannot find anywhere that
the normal meal,
if you don't order anything, because everybody orders something. Everybody has ordered since 1986. Bernard Longer, I guess it started, and he's ordered Wiener Schnitzel. So
11 years late, let's say John is right. He thinks he's right. 11 years later, Fuzzy Zeller still had it on his mind that make sure he makes a decision so we don't have to eat collard greens because that's the normal meal at the Masters. 11 years later, after the tradition of picking a meal by the winner has already been set?
Right.
Okay.
So it's never been done?
I'd be interested to see if before that...
Has it ever been fried?
If it was always fried chicken, but I can't find it anywhere. I'd be interested to see.
Did
if it was always
website?
Fried chicken and collard greens. Let's face it, it is the South, and that would be a meal.
That would be traditional, yeah.
And let's face it... Augusta National probably had a black kitchen because every single caddy was, and so it would make sense that there was African-American kitchen.
So they could have been in reference to the black kitchen?
It could have been.
So is that less offensive than attributing it to Tiger Woods?
I guess.
Who knows?
I don't know. Listen, it's not... Out of the realm of possibility.
I agree. It's not crazy to think that could have been one of their meals. But it hadn't happened at a minimum since 86.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. You just can't find it.
I can't find it anywhere.
No. What started the Champions Dinner? We know that the top of the Masters Champions Dinner dates to 52. How did it start? Who came up with it? Ben Hogan. First dinner in 52 was arranged by Hogan.
The first menu I could find.
The following year, the gathering was formalized in the Champions Dinner as we know it. The first one is 86, though, that we can find.
Yeah. Right. That's the first one I can find. So they definitely, well, 52 it started. Maybe they had fried chicken and collard greens every year. I don't know.
Possibly.
957 ESPN, 97.
Is that how you want to leave the show, Lance? You want to beat it on that?
Yeah, beat it.
Oh, awesome. I got to get out on the race stuff. That's usually you have to sit through it, but yeah, I'm actually going to keep looking here.
Yeah, well, maybe you should talk about your heart and people's hearts.
CoreMed Solutions. So, CoreMedSolutions.com is. I want to reference this for people who have had even mild or asymptomatic COVID. You could have myocarditis. It's showing up in many more people than expected whenever they went through the test. And of course, if you had a more severe case of it, it definitely could be an issue. With myocarditis, it is a heart condition that can lead to much more serious problems and can even be fatal. Enlarged hearts, the same thing. A lot of people have this and they don't even know they have it. And so when you go get it checked with CoreMed, they can run you through an EKG, an echocardiogram, and a stress test, and they can get an exact look at what's going on with your heart. And if you have great heart health, that's perfect. You should be getting your heart checked out at least every couple of years because this is the number one killer of people in this country, even ahead of cancer. It has taken over that. And even if you have young athletes who have conditions that go undetected, we've heard a lot of different horrible stories about what has happened where people didn't understand. They didn't know that their young son or daughter had a condition that could potentially be fatal. Make sure you get your heart checked out. They checked out a youth soccer team, and there were 4 people that had heart conditions, 3 which were easily treatable, and 1 that required immediate attention. You should be doing this for your family. You should do it for your workers or your workplace. You should suggest this to your boss, or... you should just stop in for $200. They can get you taken care of without any insurance. And with insurance, of course, it can end up being a lot less. CoreMedSolutions.com. They're even mobile and can take the units out to your place of work. They've done it for UPS. They can do it for you. CoreMedSolutions.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.